This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Police investigation follows the discovery of four bodies in a house in Westchester. Live to Pleasantville for the details. The latest on what we know, here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
This happens from time to time, and every time we report this, you try to wrap your head around it, and you can't. It's incomprehensible. The sadness, the madness that could result in this. On a quiet, charming street in Pleasantville, a family dead. Two adults, two young children. Police have not yet made an official determination. There are a few details, but they are investigating this as a crime, and they suspect it is murder-suicide. The children didn't show up to school, so police were called, and they went to check in on the family. School Superintendent Mary Fox Alter.
Our schools will be open, but our school officials, our counselors will be there to support our families, our parents, our kids, and to provide that circle of comfort and care that is needed at times like this.
In many ways, Pleasantville, it really lives up to its name. It is a small, endearing community. That closeness is going to be needed now more than ever. Schools will be open, and as you heard, counselors will be on hand to help the children confront and cope with the trauma. Live in Pleasantville, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Questions linger after yesterday's tragedy on the tracks. WCBS reporter Christy Collegian has more from the Bronx.
Officials say the maintenance worker was doing fuse work on a transformer when the power was left on when it was supposed to be off.
And it was so close, and we have a baby in the house, so that's a little scary and concerning.
Breanne Ritter lives close to the facility with her boyfriend and one-year-old daughter. They're concerned that a future explosion could pose a bigger threat to those living in the neighborhoods just feet away from the Amtrak facility in the Van Ness section. Ron Seabrook is concerned for the hundreds of workers he sees coming in and out of the facility every day.
In that plant, there's a lot of people in there. They're always moving around there, you know, doing things. So that was my concern.
Amtrak said in a statement that train delays will be taking place around the area and that an investigation is underway. In the Van Ness section of the Bronx, Christy Collegian, WCBS News Radio 880.
Amtrak, by the way, tells us they're back on schedule this morning.
Meteorologist Craig Allen.
36 for the city right now. Looks like a seasonable day overall with highs up around 45. Mixed clouds and sun, leaning more towards the clouds. The only snow flurries are out over eastern Pennsylvania right now, but later this afternoon or this evening we could see a brief raindrop or snowflake too. Then clearing, windy and colder tonight, 28 to 33. The wind chill readings will drop to 15 to 20 as the wind gets stronger. And it's a gusty breeze tomorrow and it's cold. It's only in the mid-30s through the afternoon. Sunday, a little easier to take. Increasing clouds, high 40 to 45. Right now in the city again, we have 36. Humidity 54% and a light west-southwest breeze.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.